As we welcome in to the Cherokee Casino Hotline, Hunter Yurecek, the athletic director of the University of Arkansas. Hunter, really appreciate you joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great, guys. You guys staying cool somewhere?
We're trying to.
In a meat locker. Yeah. The only place right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a warm one out there. And Hunter, I just want to start with this because I think that, you know, we know how coaches and players and fans and us in the media, how we get prepared and our feelings towards football season and how the excitement revs up and all that. As an athletic director, what do you do to prepare for the season and get ready for the season? Do you start getting more excited? Is it stressful? Do you get nervous? Or how is your mood right now with just 10 days away from Razorback football starting up?
Well, my mood is great, and I think our staff would tell you they would prefer that I stay out of their way and stop meddling in what they're trying to put together. You know, we have an unbelievable administrative team and support team that has worked diligently since the end of last football season. We've had three separate groups that have kind of studied our fan surveys and have come together and implemented a number of game day enhancements and game day changes and game day additions that I think when we kick off on the 31st, that our fans are just going to really enjoy the experience they had at Razorback Stadium.
And let's talk about those enhancements. Hogtown being one of them, the enhanced Wi-Fi that's going to be available in the stadium, alcoholic beverages being served with beer now available throughout the stadium are three of the big ones, I think, have been the focus. Let's talk about the process of this. Did this come as a result of your observations from last year, fan surveys? How did these changes come about with you and your staff, and what led you to these specific changes you're implementing right now?
I think all of the above. I think some of my observations, some of our staff's observations from going to from other places. I mean, you look at other places, like we sent a group to Texas last year to look at the game day experience that they've done a great job of creating at the University of Texas. And I know our fans will say, God, we don't need to steal anything from Texas. But you know, some of the best things are when you go someplace and they've worked and you take those ideas and you implement them so that they work on your campus. And so I think just observation from other places, things that have worked, and then listening to our fans, some of the things that they have wanted. I mean, things that you don't even think about sometimes as an administrator, like more nursing stations or nursing stations around our stadium, diaper changing stations, stroller corrals, so that families can come and enjoy, young families can come and enjoy a football game. In the Hogtown, you know, our fans talked about not everybody has a great tailgating spot on our campus. Tailgating is very much a part of the game day experience, but there's many of our fans that don't have great tailgating experiences. They wanted a place that they could come gather with other Hog fans, and that's what Hogtown's all about. You know, we're going to open up 4 hours before kickoff. We're going to have a live band. We're going to have massive life-size television playing other college football games. That's where the Hog Walk is going to start, and there's going to be a pep rally 2 hours before the game. There's going to be a beer garden. There's going to be about a dozen food trucks, games for kids. I mean, that is going to be a place that's going to provide a great entertainment value for our fans beginning 4 hours before every game.
Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurecek joins us now on the Cherokee Casino Hotline here on the Morning Rush. Hunter, you mentioned that you've listened to the fans, and I was curious about that. How has that communication gone? Is it just where when you go to events and fans come up and speak to you? Is it through email? How has that communication process been trying to have some sort of communication with the fans and with your administration as well?
Sure. It's a number of things. I mean, at the end of the season, the SEC helps each of their member institutions send out a really dedicated fan survey to all of your season ticket holders. It's going out on the One Razorback Roadshow Tour, the Razorback Foundation Club Tours, and listening to fans. I receive emails. Our staff receives emails. And as you start to see common themes, you know, some you may get one that's just kind of a isolated complaint or suggestion, but then you start to receive a number in the same area and say, okay, maybe there's some validity to this, and let's put this on our list of things that we can do. Obviously, in this day and age of everybody wanting to stay connected, Wi-Fi was one that came up over and over and over again, and we implemented enhanced Wi-Fi at Bob Walker Stadium during last season with really positive results and positive feedback from our fans. You'll see enhanced Wi-Fi here at Razorback Stadium. It'll continue to get better as the season goes on. We're still improving that. There'll be some enhanced. There should be some areas that won't see the enhancement in game one, but everybody should see that by game two and by game three as you move through the season. And that enhanced Wi-Fi is going to allow us to do some really neat things with augmented reality and our video board as we head into the season.
All right, Hunter, when you ask the general public for suggestions, you're going to get a variety of things, and some are going to be good, some are going to be bad. So what was maybe the best non-obvious suggestion you got from these fan surveys and the feedback, and what was one of the things that made you chuckle a little bit, maybe in some of the feedback you got?
Well, you know, I think, you know, one of the things that probably the non-obvious really good suggestions, but we didn't have any nursing stations around our football stadium. And that may sound very simple and something that we have, but we have a lot of young families that live in this area, and you have a lot of young mothers that want to come to the game with their husbands. They want to enjoy the Razorback football, and they want to bring their young child with them. And so you kind of miss that obvious thing, okay? And so now we've added nursing stations. And as silly as that sounds, that is a big deal for young families in this area, and a great suggestion that you don't think goes along with a college football game, but one that we listened to and heard that. And yeah, I don't know if we've got – I mean, we get some crazy suggestions from time to time from fans. as you
what
can
made you
imagine,
chuckle?
You know, you know, well, the one that always makes me chuckle a little bit is the soft drink piece, you know, that people just – you can't enjoy a college football game for 3 or 4 hours without your favorite soft drink. Obviously, we're a Pepsi school, and Pepsi's been a great partner to us. But it's amazing that kind of the people that lean towards the Coke and look, man, if I can't get a Coke for 4 hours, I'm not coming to your game. And that's one that keeps recurring that I mean, maybe it's just I don't get the – I mean, people are very brand loyal, but boy, I think you come enjoy a Razorback game. And I tell them, look, if a Coke means that much to you, I mean, we see at the end of a game, there's so much liquor that's kind of snuck into the stadium. Just sneak a Coke in if it's that big of a deal to you.
Well, Hunter, I want to ask you also about all these changes and what brought them on, because obviously you've just been on the job now for a couple of years at Arkansas. And when you start looking into these changes and everything, was this something that when you first arrived you wanted to start implementing, or after last season and the 2-10 year and trying to get fans involved and knowing with college football attendance are starting to drop, you tried to do it then? What was the process of like this like, and what made you start wanting to do something like this and implement all these changes?
Well, I had to go through one football season here and see what I thought we were doing really, really well, and where I thought there were some areas for improvement and or enhancements. And yes, you know, college attendance at college football games are down. Arkansas is not immune to that. And, you know, if we're going to kind of turn that trend around here at the University of Arkansas, we had to change what our game day experience was all about. And, you know, one of the things our fans talked about is they don't want as many presentations during the game. They think that makes the game day experience dull. So most of those game day presentations, not all of them, but the majority of them, they're going to be pushed pregame, so they're not a part of the in-game experience. And that will give us a chance to try some augmented reality things on the video board that I think will enhance that game day experience. And so it's all about the entertainment value. Fans want a great entertainment value, not just a football game, but they want to be entertained for those 3, 4, or 5 hours when they come to our venue. And so that's what those changes are all about. It's a change of trend. I mean, there is a significant amount of money that a fan invests in a ticket. And sometimes it's not just a ticket. Sometimes it's 2 nights of hotel rooms and 2 days of meals. And we can't give a fan any excuse not to come to our games. Our Razorback fans are tremendous. They support our football team and our men's and women's basketball teams and our baseball teams, all the gymnastics. To me, like no other fan base across the country, and we've got to continue to not give them any reasons not to come and support us.
You recently described when you were at a one Razorback event in Fort Smith that ticket sales and season ticket sales are reflective of the 2-10 season a year ago. Where is the athletic department right now with football season ticket sales, and what's the bigger challenge, the 2-10 record a year ago or the great home viewing experience? What's your challenge as an AD to sell more tickets right now?
Well, I think, you know, let's face it. We don't have an issue selling tickets at Baumwalker Stadium right now. Why? Because our team continues to be at the top nationally. They go to College World Series. And so, you know, the 2-10 record, I think, has a huge impact. I understand that. Coach Morris and his staff understand that. And I tell you, that's changing. That's going to be in an upward trend. Fans have been critical this year, saying we have a weak home schedule with only 2 SEC home games in the non-conference slate this year. I tell our fans, I think we have a favorable home schedule. We have four winnable non-conference games at home. We need to win those games. We need for our young kids on our football team to get experience and get experience having success. You know, we have an opportunity to start this season on a very positive note with their home schedule. Now, that's all going to change next year. So if you didn't renew your season tickets, or you're still debating on whether you're going to renew your season tickets this year because you're disappointed that the schedule may not be as strong as you want to, next year, for the first time ever, we have seven home games in Fayetteville. Seven home games, four SEC home games, Alabama, LSU, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and then three non-conference games, first time ever. The following year, we have Texas coming to Razorback Stadium. So if you're a fan out there debating right now whether you want to get on board or stay on board, I'm telling you, like, you better, because the schedule's changing, the record of our team is going to change, and the game day experience is changing, and you're going to miss out on something really, really special if you don't stay with us.
And obviously, football season tickets are a huge financial component for the athletic department. Are season ticket sales at a critical level where it's a concern for you and your staff? And will different decisions have to be made by you and your leadership team as a result of the lack of season ticket sales?
I would not say it's critical. I would say we're not at that point where we're in a panic mode by any stretch of the imagination. We're in a comfortable spot, but we're not where we want to be from a season ticket sales stand. So it's not mission critical by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we have 170 luxury suites in our stadium, and those are sold out for the season. We have the majority of our Lowe's boxes in the north end zone are sold out, the majority of our club seats. We have a great, great fan base. What we need to make sure is we're selling is those people that are on the fringe that maybe aren't going to be those luxury suite holders or the club seat holders, and I call them the kind of our sidewalk fans. We need those folks to continue to hang in there with us. But we're not in a critical position by any stretch of the imagination. We're down. We're not where we want to be, but it's not critical.
All right, last one before we let you get out of here, Hunter. I have been a big advocate of this. In fact, I have put up a page where it's a petition, if you will, because I am big on these things, and I don't know if you see them, but I'm just going to pretend like you do. I want Midnight Madness back at the University of Arkansas for basketball. It was a fun tradition that I think a lot of fans are excited about basketball right now. You don't have to go into all the details, but is there maybe a Midnight Madness or something in the works to get people excited about the basketball season once it starts up with Eric Musselman?
Well, I will tell you that there's most likely not going to be a Midnight Madness, but there's going to be a really special event that you'll probably see some more information on here in the next week or two to kind of kick off our basketball season. So stay tuned. I think it'll be a neat event to kick off our basketball season, a little bit different than we've done in the past, and you'll see some more details forthcoming here in the next couple of weeks. Not going to be a Midnight Madness, so I'm not going to paint that picture, but I think it'll be something Razorback fans will really embrace, and it'll be a good way to kind of get people interested in basketball a little bit sooner than they have been in the past.
I will say I'm a little bummed, but that's okay, Hunter. That's why it's your job and not mine, so I trust your judgment on the factor. Hunter Yurecek, the athletic director for the University of Arkansas. Really appreciate you joining us, Hunter. Good luck the rest of the way, and I'm sure we'll be catching up with you later down the road, all right?
All right, guys. Thanks very much. And if I can, I just want to remind everybody we kick off our home soccer season this Sunday night versus Oklahoma with a women's soccer team, which went to the second round of the NCAA tournament last year. Should be a great night over at our soccer stadium. First kick is 6 p.m. Sunday night.